guys, it's Mackenzie.
Hey guys, it's Brooklyn.
And welcome back to The Joke's on Us.
Hey guys, welcome back. We are so excited to start episode 7.
That's crazy. It's going to become so many episodes and I'm not going to be able to count that high.
You can't count that high anyways.
4, 5, 6, 7.
What's next, Mackenzie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to see next week.
Yeah.
It's a new counting lesson for me every week.
Yeah, we teach Mackenzie new numbers every time.
I'm not good at math.
No. Anywho, today we're going to start with hockey.
I didn't really know where you were going there. That's why I was so quiet and giving you that weird face.
I actually didn't look at you. So. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Your dog is staring me down.
Yeah, if you guys hear background noise, it's probably the dogs chowing down on their food.
Princess Glitter Sparkles.
That's not her name. So don't listen to her. Anyways, we're going to start with hockey. We're going to start with the Stanley Cup. Are you just brushing your teeth?
No, I smacked my tooth on the mic.
I did that earlier. Twins.
I know. You like smacked yourself
in the
face.
It was painful. Yes. Okay. So let's start with the Stanley Cup. Okay, so we ended game 3 with Panthers 3, Oilers 0.
Yeah.
And we were going into game 4, and it looked like we saw the end of the Stanley Cup coming.
Oh my gosh.
And then what happened was sadly...
It was the complete opposite.
Mistaken for anybody who had their money on the Panthers winning. It was kind of crazy. I have not fact checked this, but when I was watching like the pre-game for game 4, the commentators were saying that McDavid hasn't scored at all so far, I think, playing the Panthers.
Okay, so not just like not postseason completely, but just like just
this
their series.
Think. Yeah. Okay. And I was like, that's kind of wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because I feel like he's probably one of the like
Mackenzie that's her biggest op.
McDavid.
Op being.
If I ever meet that man, I would have a lot of questions for him.
Her biggest opposition.
Number one, starting with, why do you hate the Stars so much?
He'd be talking a lot of schmack.
A lot of schmack. And it's like, why? Have you seen your guys self play? But anywho.
Yeah.
But I will say, the Panthers were making some big mistakes. Like, they were getting a lot of, like,
game
penalties.
Four?
Yeah.
Preface. I had not seen game 4 because I was busy during the entire time, but I did catch up with the score here and there, so.
Preface, I did stop after the second period because why watch the rest?
That was, it's just painful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not our team. We got what we needed.
Yeah.
And
then, like, they get to a certain point, you're like, well, there's no coming back from this.
I mean, losing 8-1, mm-hmm. especially in a game 4 when it's the Stanley Cup playoffs,
mm-hmm.
They switched out Bob, didn't they?
Yeah, they took their goalie off. Yep.
And that
was probably one of their better moves. Like,
yeah.
But like I was saying, they were making some big mistakes. Like, one of the penalties they got was literally because they had 6 guys on the ice. And it wasn't like, you know, when like they get called for 6 people on the ice because like one is going off and one is coming on.
Yeah.
And then it's like mistakenly like, oh, they're like on the ice at the same
time. Yeah.
No, like they had 6 people actively playing on the ice.
And it wasn't called?
No, like, it got called, obviously, okay. They got a penalty for it, but, like, they were all actively, like, playing. Like, you know, you wouldn't, like, see your teammate and be like, crap, I'm supposed to be off if he's on.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know?
They were just like, oh, 6, yeah, let's work with it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Like, I don't know if that was strategic, part of their method, but the coach looked unfazed when they got
like,
called on
yeah.
that. Like, it happened. I was like...
He was like, that was our plan, but we didn't get away with it.
But
is Bob typically their starting goalie?
I believe
at least
so.
For the postseason?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But their second goalie looked like he was ready to.
Do you know who it is?
No.
Okay.
So bad. If you're the second goalie out there, I'm so sorry we don't know your name.
We apologize. And if you're a fan, we also apologize. Sorry.
But towards the end of the second period, the Panthers ended up getting a 2-man penalty. Because it was for roughhousing, I'm pretty sure.
Like both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually kind of crazy. It was towards the end of the second. The Oilers were trying to shoot, like make a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of, I believe it was the Oilers, fell down. Well, he ended up getting like punched in the face, so his nose is bleeding.
Oh,
Next
cool.
thing you know, they all start fighting. And when I say they all start fighting, I mean every single one of the Panthers was fighting a member of the Oilers.
Oh,
I
nice. That's
think the
a
only
brawl, if you
person,
will.
oh, it was quite huge. I think the only one that wasn't in there was Skinner.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was the only one. And I was actually shocked. I was like, why doesn't he just cross the ice and go get in
Dropping
the
the people's
fight?
elbow on him, you
I
know?
know. But yeah, they two of them did get penalties for rough play.
And you know what? Makes sense.
But it was only 2 minutes, so
Wait, did any of you said the Oilers or the Panthers?
to the Panthers.
Okay, did any of the Oilers get penalties or
Because
because
I
they
think the
started it?
Panthers started throwing the blows.
Nice. That's cool, cool, cool,
It's
cool.
kind of crazy. And then you know like how like sometimes the refs just stand there and like watch it and they're like, stop.
Yeah.
It's so funny to
Oh
me.
no,
They're like,
don't fight.
hey, no, these refs were like getting into it. Like they were grabbing them by the
Yeesh.
jerseys and I was like, get into it, yeah.
Nice.
Literally.
Cool, cool,
But
cool.
that was pretty crazy. So they ended the second period and it was, I think, 5-1 at the end of the second. And then they went into the third and then I obviously that's when I stopped watching.
Yeah.
But then we can see that 8-1, so
What period did Panthers score?
the first.
The first period? Like early on?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Were they the first to score or no? 'Cause I'm pretty sure when I checked the score during the first period,
I
it
think it was the
was
Oilers were the first.
okay. That would make sense. When I checked the score from the first period, it like after the first period, I'm pretty sure it ended in like 4-1. I'm pretty sure. And I was like, wow.
When the Oilers got a couple goals and it was like back to back, like you were like, are you joking? They just scored. How did they do that again?
And you know what's so interesting is that when it was like, I don't know, the second round, I believe, we were still in, the Dallas Stars were still in it. And it was like Vancouver versus Edmonton. And I was like, oh yeah, like, I was like, low key, sorry if you're a fan of either of these teams, but I was like, throwaway teams. But I was like, made a joke. And I was like, watch, one of them just clean sweeps the whole thing.
And so they did.
And so here we are, ladies and
Yeah.
gentlemen, 8-1. They certainly are here. They are present.
It's okay. My money was on the Rangers, and then the Panthers clean
Dude,
sweep them.
yeah. Like that was crazy to me.
So.
Them also Carolina was came out of that those games that they played that entire series
Yeah.
was aggressive.
Yeah.
Like it was like penalty after penalty. Like I was kind of nervous.
I will say, though, I kind of wish, like, the. So like the Panthers and the Oilers are playing, but then I kind of wish the Stars and the Rangers would play.
I would have loved to see them play. I think we
Like
would
I
have
think
get
it should be like the Stanley Cup and then like the leftovers.
the consolation matches.
Yeah, I think that
Yeah.
would be so fun.
Like runner up. Like you don't even have to give us a trophy. I just want to see those
Oh
games.
yeah. I want to see them, but I also would be so sweaty that whole entire
Oh,
time.
I think no offense, love the boys in green. However, I think we would get smacked around.
Oh, for sure.
The
We
Rangers
get
were absolutely
smacked around
on
every
it.
time the Rangers play us.
Dude, it was they were so aggressive. I was so scared. My dad, we were like at the beginning of like the Rangers and the Carolina series, we were like, "Oh my gosh, like New York is doing so well. We're so scared if we have to play them." And then like game 2 or 3, they were both playing pretty much the same and we were like, "Actually, I don't know if we want to play hide the rope them because they're both pretty scary."
Yeah.
So, I mean, props to them. They were doing very well, but guess not that well. So,
Oh, calling out.
yeah, but I'm interested to see how game five,
So game five will happen on Monday. This is currently Sunday. We'll post on the Instagram about game
Yes.
five.
Do you know like their projected game six and if needed game seven?
I can pull that up really quick because I
Are supposed to be.
do got to pull that up. So game five is on Tuesday, and then game six would be on Friday,
Okay.
and then game seven would be on Monday.
Okay.
If needed.
So if needed, if it goes to game seven, we will keep you posted and updated for all updates of when we will be posting. Check out the Instagram
So true. So
at
true.
the Jokes on Us Pod.
Yeah. We try to post during and after the games. So
Yes.
be watching there.
If you want live commentating
Oh, for
from
sure. For
Mac and
most.
I, yeah, hop on over there and give it a
It's
listen.
some real content there. Anywho, well,
Good
we'll see what
stuff.
happens there.
Yeah.
Do you have any? I know you're in with the predictions, so do you have any predictions
You
for
know what? Okay, so the series is 3-2, Florida.
No, 3-1. We literally just went over this. It's 3-1.
3-1.
They're going into game five.
Yeah, you make a really good point. And
Brooklyn can't do math. I don't
man,
know numbers
I
and
don't know
Brooklyn can't do
why, but I
math.
for some reason I keep thinking we're on game six now, but we're not. We're
We're
on
not.
game
We're on
five.
game
It is
five.
3-1
One.
now.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's great. Let's see. I think my prediction for this next game, I think Florida's gonna come back stronger. But I think, I don't know. I didn't actually like see this last game, and I didn't see how Edmonton actually like played on the ice. So I don't know how they're like how much the rushing got better, but clearly it
Yeah.
improved.
Either they improved or the
Bob just absolutely shunned
Panthers
every single one of those.
just dropped all their skills.
Yeah. Anywho, regardless, I think I would say, let's see, I would probably have to go with maybe like a 4-3 Florida for
Four, three,
game
Florida.
five.
Okay. So Brooklyn's
I'm
calling it
calling it
end.
4-3. And
Panthers
I'm gonna
win
go
the
one
Stanley Cup.
overtime. I'm gonna go one overtime,
Overtime.
4-3 Florida.
Okay.
And they win.
And she's seeing the Stanley Cup being done
Right
tomorrow.
there. Yep.
All right.
Buckle up.
Well, we'll be checking in on that
Do you got
Instagram.
any? I know you're scared of
I
those or
don't.
whatever.
I don't. I don't.
If you have any
I just wish it was
predictions,
a good game.
drop them in the comments
Oh,
on the
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
We want to hear them.
Yeah. We'll
We'll hold you accountable during those games to those predictions.
Oh, Mackenzie is calling people out.
No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
fantastic.
Just kidding.
Yeah, she knows it will come back to bite her.
Okay. Hey, 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 hey. Anywho, well, we'll
Anywho,
see what happens.
go hockey.
Yeah. It's so hard for us to get really into these games because we're so dedicated to the Stars.
No, yeah. I mean,
And we're like, it's just not our teams.
no, that's so real.
But
I'm like,
like,
I enjoy it because, it's hockey.
oh
I
yeah.
love hockey, Stanley Cup,
My problem is I just don't know any of the players. The only one I know is McDavid,
I
and
know a handful. I know Matisse Janmark because he used to play for the Stars, who plays for Edmonton.
I despise him. Okay, so there was a player on the Panthers, and I want to say his name is Bennett, his last
Okay.
name. Don't quote me on that.
Cool. What about
But
him?
he used to play on the Oilers, apparently.
I think I did hear something about that.
And him and McDavid straight up got into a fight, and the commentators were like, and his old teammate, he's just punching him in the face.
Oh,
And I
it's.
was like, how awkward that must be.
Do you know who it's giving?
Who?
Mason Mount when he went back to play Chelsea.
Oh.
Listen, I'll never get over that. I have beef with Enzo Fernandez. If you know, you know.
That's gonna have to be a podcast
And I'm
another
a
day.
Chelsea fan too, and it kind of hurts, but
Anywho.
that's all there. But I love when things like that happen because it's so much like controversy between
It
like
was
two
just kind of
teams.
crazy, but I'm
Yeah.
like, could you imagine that? Like, one of your friends, you're
Yeah.
like, I don't like you anymore. Pow, pow, pow.
Thunk,
Bloody nose central, here you come. Are you kidding me? No.
yeah,
Anyways,
no.
I could never play hockey, but
That's,
I will
yeah.
forever be a watcher.
A spectator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the term
Watcher.
watcher.
When I hear like watcher, I think of that movie Nerve.
Nope.
You never seen it with
No.
Dave, whatever his last name is. People are gonna roast me.
I would
His,
roast you.
do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
His brother played in the original Spider-Man.
I've never seen Spider-Man. Why would you
Oh,
ask me this?
are you kidding me?
You know
I
this.
feel like every episode there's something to roast you about. And you know what?
Brooklyn,
I
that's
can't think of
life.
his last name, so me
You roast me
too.
on a daily
Whatever
basis.
his name is. Anywho, that's
Anyhow.
irrelevant. All right, Mackenzie, what do you have for us in the world of
We're
basketball?
playing basketball.
I was gonna make like a basketball bounce noise, but he actually didn't know how to do it.
What is that song from? Have you heard that?
What were you singing?
Okay, so I don't.
I tuned you out a little.
Brooklyn can't focus.
No. Earlier we were
Anywho.
trying to start and I was like, I can make dolphin
Oh my
noises.
goodness, y'all. It took us so long to be able to start this podcast. You don't even know. Shout out to those who know who know. Anywho. Okay, NBA Finals. Wow. Wow, do we have a lot to cover. I gonna pat myself on the back for this
And
one.
I'm still learning.
Because this is the first two full games that I've watched all the way through, guys. A little, yeah. Pat myself on the back for that one. Anyways, so game three. We were 0-2 going into game three.
Game three.
So Mavs 0, Celtics 1 twice, and it's best 4 out of 7.
It's just like hockey.
Yeah, just in, I was just catching you up in case you
Okay.
didn't know.
Yeah. Up to speed.
So game three, and Mavs started out strong. Like they came out hot and heavy. But so basketball has four quarters. So
Okay.
two, halftime, two. So they started out strong. So really whatever you do in the first and second doesn't really matter because you can literally catch up in the third and
Perfect.
fourth.
Is
Like
this the one that they won?
no, you're jumping.
Okay,
Yeah.
perfect. Perfect, perfect,
Yeah.
perfect.
You always jump in basketball.
I do.
She just gets so excited.
I know. I just jump, like a basketball player.
Okay. Anyway, continue. So funny. Okay. I was telling you that one of their like high players, like one of their outstanding players, Kyrie Irving, you remember. Okay. So their second one, his name is Luka.
Yes, I know Luca. I
Dominique?
actually don't
Dominique? I think
like
this is his last name.
from another Cinderella story.
He's not from the United States. He's from like
Yeah, and he's foreign.
Lithuania or something.
I don't know.
Somebody tell us where he's
I
from.
he's the one that I know because of Dude Perfect. I don't know. I know other people's names, but I don't know who they are.
Okay. Well, I'm mostly gonna talk about Luka and Kyrie. So if you know those, you're good to
I
go.
know who they are.
Perfect. You're good to
Period.
go. They're probably two of the most,
Baller.
yeah, in the maps. Like,
Cool.
that's all you really gotta know.
Perfect.
Anyways, so the fans love Luka. Like, they cling on to him because they think that he is just going to win everything. And although I think that that could be true, I think he is a little excited, like being in the finals. Crazy. Like,
Is he doing bad?
he is just getting really, like, really sloppy, really quick, really sloppy. So he's making little
I've
mistakes.
heard people say that. They're like, he's kind of getting full of himself.
Yeah. So like you have no room to make little mistakes in basketball because the
Perfect.
moment somebody else steals the ball, like game over,
You're
they can
done.
get the point right there, you know?
You're done.
And so we ended halftime. It was 51-50.
Mavs?
Yeah. The Mavs were winning by one
Okay.
point. And so
Everyone's like, oh my
yeah, like you don't know which way it's gonna go there. And so we had high hopes though, because the Mavs are winning by one, you
God.
know?
Yeah. Had they been leading any of the games prior to this?
I don't believe so.
Okay, perfect. They were just absolutely getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then like I said, it doesn't really matter how you end at halftime, like, because
But
that
like
could
at
all
any
be
point were they leading?
I'm sure
That
every once in a while.
okay.
Because, you know,
But
like
not
I
by
told
like
you,
big margins.
basketball's pretty quick, so
Yeah.
like I'm sure at some point they did, but
Okay, gotcha.
anyways, so they put Kyrie in for a little bit after halftime, and that was really good because I think Kyrie is just, he's done this before, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so he has the same kind of mentality of like his shots are good, like they're consistent. So you know you can always count on him. So that was good. But then towards the end of that game, I saw Luka leave and go to the bench, and then he put his like warm-up suit back on, and I was like, what
And
happened?
what and what where are you
I
going?
know. I was like,
Where
what?
you
And I
think
was
you're
like, if
going?
they think he's one of the best players, where did he go? And it wasn't really discussed on the TV, or if it was, I wasn't listening. I was really just trying to pay attention because it is a really fast-paced game, and you just have to eye on the ball, you know?
Perfect.
Well, I ended up finding out later he fouled out, so he got six fouls against him. So he was out of the game.
Oh, I didn't know that was the
I didn't
thing.
realize that either.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's
I
not something
realized
I
you
thought
could get
about.
fouled out, but I didn't know what the cutoff was,
Okay.
and I also didn't realize I wasn't counting how many fouls he got.
Okay.
But It doesn't make sense because the whole entire game he would like make a play and then they would like
How do you
call a
get like
foul.
how do you get like fouled in is it
Really, you can be like blocking wrong or like
So it's kind of like hockey but like high sticking stuff like that but like tailored to that so like the way that you like carry yourself.
Well,
Okay.
because like when they try to block a player, they can't like push the player and like walk at the same time. Like their feet have to be like planted when they're like trying to block. So like they can't run up to somebody and just like bulldoze them over. They're gonna get fouled, you know?
Okay, so no body slamming.
And there's no body
Got it. No
slamming in
checking, no
basketball.
none of
Yeah.
that. Perfect.
That would look a little interesting in basketball, but yeah, there's none of that.
They would go
So
flying into the crowd. There was no wall.
yeah, there's just none of that. None of that. But with 4 minutes left in the game, he did get fouled out. So that was pretty
4 minutes
interesting.
left in the game?
Yeah. Like really
Oh.
towards the end of the game. We
Oh,
were
gosh.
yeah. Way to
Okay.
go, Luca.
So. That's irritating.
So we ended that game. It was 99-106. So Celtics did win.
Perfect.
And we ended game three with a 0-0-3. That was how
Okay.
we're
Oh, that's
ranking.
right. Okay. Because my mom and my dad have been watching it. They don't really care about basketball either, but like, they're like, Mavs, Dallas area. They were
Oh,
like, those
Mavs
are
was
our
they're
team.
getting destroyed.
Yeah. And so my mom, they finished the game and they were like, oh my gosh. She was like, I don't even know if I'm gonna watch the next game. She was like, all they need is to lose one more and they're literally done. So I was like,
I did
okay.
hear from a friend of a friend that somebody in their family was betting on the Mavs. So they put all their money in the Mavs. Game three. They regretted that.
Yeah.
And they said they were no longer going to put money on the games. But
They probably can't.
game four, they should have because it was a different
I
outcome.
did hear about that one a little bit here and there. Didn't they? The margin was like what? 40 points? Like a 40-point difference? It was like 80 something to like 120 something.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
was, yeah, it was pretty, that game was pretty crazy too. I was struggling writing notes because I was like, what? It just like literally thing after thing kept happening there. So game four, Mavs showed up. Like
Yeah.
at the beginning, they were like, I think it was 14 to like 30 or something. Like the Mavs were winning.
Period.
Like they,
Put the work in.
yeah,
I mean,
they,
yeah, at this point, you kind of need to.
so true. It was like they had not had a lead like that in a while. Like the last game, like I think the highest lead was like 10 points. And like this one, they're pulling up like 20. Like it was getting crazy.
What were like the. If you remember any of the past margins of like the final scores of any of the last games, like were
Oh.
they like large? Like they were like losing bad, or was it like 10 to 15,
It's probably like
20-ish?
10 to 15. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so
It
they weren't
wasn't.
getting like smacked down,
No, they
but
weren't getting
like
like demolished, but it was like. You
they
could
were
have done
playing
better.
very poorly.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. Like, you probably could have won if you got your game
Yeah,
together.
okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Like,
So
game
like
three, they could have really just given the Celtics the ball. Like, it was.
there's like here you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So like game four, like that big of a margin was like
Yeah, that was
huge.
crazy.
Okay,
Yeah.
got
Like,
you.
we had not seen that before.
I'm tracking.
And then Kyrie and Luka came out. They were both playing pretty well. Luka was showing up. He was getting his shots. And so,
About time.
yeah, I know. I was like,
Me knowing nothing about basketball. Wow. Wow.
she's doing better though, guys. She's figuring it out. But then towards the end, they gave the Celtics a lot of free throws, and basically, how
They just
you
like give it to them, or
they're
like
not like, hey, bud, you want a free throw?
they're
It
like,
wasn't like that.
we don't know what to do right now. Do
We're
you want?
actually we're tired of playing. So
We're
do you just want to do a free throw?
gonna go sit down.
Do you know what a free throw is, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. So basically there was just that many like fouls or
Yeah.
penalties. So they just were messing
Okay.
up. But
Great.
free throws are 1 point. So like all you gotta do is get like 10 of those and you just got 10 more points. Like, you know? Like it
That's
just
nice.
you can rank up those points really
Yeah.
quickly. Also, free throws are so easily like because you're just standing right in front of
Yeah.
the hoop.
It's
Like
it seems like such a basic throw. So like when I see like a freaking 7 foot man who's that close to a basket miss it, I'm like,
Yeah.
wow. Still me, can't play basketball, knows nothing about it. I'm like, wow, shame on you.
That's what my dad says
Retire.
too. He's like, if you can't make a free throw, then you might as well just quit. Like like they're
Bye.
literally just giving you the point. Like just make the shot. Make the hoop.
I could be 5 feet away from it and I would miss it. But
oh, me too.
You know what? But you're supposed to.
We're not trained.
I'm not getting paid for that. You are.
We're not trained basketball players. So that's not on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's
on you. Shame on you. And I will judge you from my couch.
And she does. So anyways, we ended that game. Luca left the game early. I think it was like 10 minutes left of the game. He wasn't there. He didn't get fouled out again. They don't know. There was no description on why he left early. But, I mean, we were leading, so. I think, honestly, if I remember correctly, I think they pulled their first strand.
Okay. String?
Because, yeah. You know, whatever you want to call them. Because we were leading so much, they put in, like, some of the other players that hadn't had much, just like, give playing them, like, time.
Play time, yeah.
Yeah. Some of their second string play. And, honestly, that was pretty good because they held... They held the lead, yeah. So they did good. And then we won 122-84.
That's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Go Mavs.
Yeah. It's almost a 40-point lead.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So that was...
Honestly, like, the way that, like, both, like, the NHL and the NBA have been going, like, flip-flop.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Because, so... were the... Yeah. So the Mavs were on... What is today? Today's Sunday? The Mavs were on Friday. Then the Panthers and the Oilers played Saturday. And it was like back-to-back like flip. And everybody was like, what is happening? What is happening with all these final games?
The like, sports are going crazy.
No, they're absolutely going crazy. And so it's like, you honestly don't know who's about to show up and show out, you know? Yeah. Like, but we'll see on game five for both of them.
I love a good unknown.
Well, we're here.
And we're here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
So, we'll see. I have hope that the Mavs could win at least another game.
Okay.
Do I see them winning the finals?
Does Mackenzie have hope?
That would mean that they have to win the next four games.
Without losing.
Yeah.
If they lose any, they're done.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. But, I mean... I think if they slow and steady wins the race, like, I think they can pull out some crazy moves.
Well, that's kind of how it is with Florida right now. If Edmonton loses any games, they're done.
Yeah.
But that I wouldn't mind.
Neither would I.
Sorry if you're from Canada.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So that is what we have.
That'll be on the interesting. Mouse.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. And you're going to have to watch a game, and I'm going to have to explain it to you the whole time.
You know what? And I catch glimpses of some of them, but I'm honestly usually busy during them. So,
well, and see, my expertise in basketball stops at college basketball.
Okay.
And what I'm told is it
like, you know, up until college basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because growing up, we went to watch the college in my country.
In my country, you're from America.
I'm from Nuevo Mexico. The college in my state. we went to, like, the college basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was probably, like, one of the, like, bigger games in our state was, like, because we now have, like, a professional sports team.
Makes sense.
Do have a professional soccer team now, and I have never been to one of their games.
Like an MLS team?
I just know that their name is New Mexico United.
Awesome.
That's all I know.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not a big soccer fan, and you know that.
I love soccer.
Anywho, but I know that basketball. And also we had to study basketball in high school, so like I know the calls and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's different in
like NBA.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's kinda because like one of my brothers went to like a few years ago, went to a what do they call it? Like, not national hockey game, but like the one down from that. What is that?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Whatever that's called.
Yeah. You really just stumped us both.
Yeah.
I know of what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Whatever that's called. They went to one of those and I was like, well, I don't know. And then like we would go to our college hockey games and those were club sports, but I was like, I don't know if even those are different. So it was hard watching those compared to like most of the calls and stuff like that were the same, but like the nitty gritty stuff, I was like, girl,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's just more specifics that like are defined at each level, and it's just kind of hard.
Like I know a lot of like over. The English Premier League and like La Liga. I know those rules, and then like going to like MLS games, I'm like, girl, I have no idea what you're doing.
You know, and if sports could just be the same across the board, that would be great.
You know what's similar to that that has nothing to do with sports that I think should be changed? This is so random. Sorry, off topic. Sign language. You know how there's...
Are you learning sign language?
No.
Okay, so this, what?
Okay, hold on. Bear with me. You know how there's like ASL? There's like American Sign Language. Why is it specifically American Sign Language? Like, why do they have different sign languages for different dialects?
So you know how like there's different languages?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But why don't they just make all sign language the same?
Well, because you don't say things the same.
They're not
it's
saying
it's the same as like saying you all, and then in the South they say y'all. You know?
I mean, I guess.
In English, we have different dialects. Like,
why couldn't all like sign language be the same? So like all those people could like speak to each other. You know how awesome that would be? You could be from China, but like people who like are hearing. I don't know the word for that, but like people who aren't deaf or hard of hearing.
Yeah.
I can't speak to someone who speaks Chinese because we don't speak the same language. But like someone from China who knows sign language could speak to an American because they know sign language. You know how cool that would be?
She's very passionate about the subject.
I mean, like, do you know how awesome that would be?
You know, like, chances are that most of the time people are going to know American Sign Language because it's one of the more learned
languages off the top of your head, because you know you're all knowing. Do you know how many different sign language dialects there are?
Should we call a friend? My sister, she studied sign language in college. Should we see if she knows?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call her. Hold on. Okay, I have my sister on the phone. We have a question. We're talking about sign language. My friend Brooklyn, she is very curious how many different dialects of sign language there are. Do you know how many different dialects there are?
I mean, there's a lot, but I don't know how many. It's just like, for instance, if you were to like look at English and like there's a bunch of different people with different accents and they say words differently, it's the same thing in sign language. So like, I know ASL, which is American Sign Language, but I've also been to Jamaica and they do Jamaican Sign Language, which is similar but a little different. So there's a ton. I don't know how many.
So like roughly like a different one for every like kind of like language?
I mean, in theory, yeah, probably.
Well, like when you were in Jamaica and you did ASL, were you able to like understand the Jamaican Sign Language?
Hmm. Yeah, there were some words that were different, but we had conversations.
Interesting.
That's See, cool. I told you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
What a little...
Good little call friend moment.
A little guest for you guys. That was a side quest on this episode.
Brooklyn just smacked herself in the face again. Well, after we just trekked off the trek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For a few minutes.
Pull us back in with some F1.
Ooh, little... Final segment for you guys today. Did you get to watch any of this one?
Girl, and when do you think I sit down and watch F1?
Wait, didn't you watch? Oh, wait, you watched qualifying.
Yeah.
You did watch qualifying. Yeah, I did. That one, we actually were on FaceTime together during most of that.
Asked a lot of questions because I was really confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's okay. Me with basketball.
But I remember George Russell won.
George. Kind of.
Was that his name?
Yes, but.
Okay, he placed first.
Yes, he did.
And then
you were also jumping ahead.
Max Verstappen
did what?
Placed second.
Mm-hmm.
And Lando placed third.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so good.
You're so proud of me for remembering.
I am, yeah.
All I remembered is the colors.
And you know what? That's fine. So we are actually talking about the Canadian Grand Prix. Woo! Mackenzie's drinking water. So we will start in with a quali one. So it kind of works backwards, if you remember. So it goes like the bottom five get out first. So it starts there.
Yeah.
And it was this one. And jumping into this, I was like, the Canadian Grand Prix, Canada, probably going to be a little boring. I know a lot of the drivers and like past drivers, they like this track. It's a good track. It's very fast. But I was just like, I've never seen like a live Canadian Grand Prix since I've been a fan. And so I was like, this is going to be interesting. So one of the Red Bulls, Checo Perez.
Checo.
Got knocked out by Logan Sargeant. Knocked out of like, quali 2. So he didn't make it.
Not to be confused with.
Kerching.
Cash app. Kerching.
Yeah. So he didn't make it to Quali too.
Was his car ruined? I was gonna say was his car injured, but was
not,
his car
not because of this.
Okay.
Not because of this.
Well, how did he get knocked out then? I think I'm confused. Like, did he get out of his car and punch him?
No. Oh, okay. So we'll start there. Yeah. So quali depends on how fast you go. So the fastest lap.
Knocked out, like he didn't make it
to the next round.
Got it. I am following.
Oh, you thought he like knocked him out. Like,
yeah, like
took
I
him out.
I thought he like punch and like drove over
got
him.
Got it. I see what you mean. And I see how that could be a little confusing. So he didn't
make
advance.
Yes. Okay.
He didn't advance.
Got it.
So it has like the bottom five. Mm-hmm. And if you it's like the elimination zone.
Yeah.
And if you're there for so long, and then by the end of the quali time, so it gets smaller and smaller. So I believe it starts out 18 and then it goes to 15 and then 12.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets shorter and shorter. Because there's less and less people every time.
Yeah.
So they have 18 minutes in the first in quali one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bottom five, if you're there by the end of the 18 minutes, you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
So he, Logan Sargeant, so it's the, if you're 15 through 20,
mm-hmm.
it's the elimination. So, Logan was in that 15 through 20 and, Checo was, like a driver at risk to be, you know, knocked out. And Logan went faster. So mm-hmm. he got put in and he left. So he got knocked out. So that
I know I'm nodding through all of this that you're saying, but that was a lot to say. So I am.
He went faster. He went slower. Bye bye.
Got it. And we're on the same page now.
Yeah. So now we're moving to quality two. So it's the 15.
Yeah.
Some that you want to understand.
Is quality two? Is that on the same day?
Yes. Okay. So it's the first one's 18 minutes, mm-hmm. then 15, and then 12.
Yeah.
So it's all consecutive.
Got it.
So
because there's two qualifying days, no?
No. So there's two practice days. Two. So practice one and two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday race. Is practice three and qualifying. And then.
So they have three practices.
Yes.
They practice before qualifying.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That
yes,
is
yes.
a lot of time in a car.
It is. But this is the kind of sport, like, they can't just, like, go drive the car whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So the only time outside of, like, actual race weekends and, like, test days,
mm-hmm.
which this last time, they only got, like, a few days to test, like, before the season, like, 4 days.
It's kind of scary.
If that, you know, like, and they only have so much time to do it. And so it's gotten shorter and shorter. And so they really can't test outside of, like, race weekends. So it's kind of interesting. So they only have so much time to, A, get comfortable with the car,
mm-hmm.
Especially when they bring, like, upgrades to certain weekends and stuff like that. So jumping into Q2. Gasly, Magnussen, and Sargeant were all knocked out. And here is the crazy part. Now, you know my favorite drivers. You know my team.
Charles Leclerc.
Yes.
And so, Carlos Sainz.
Yes. So my favorite drivers are Ferrari. And unfortunately, they both got knocked out in Q2. Yeah. We're not going to talk. Here's my thing. We are going to breeze past all the Ferrari carnage because it saddens me. But I will mention it briefly and we will move on. Thank you so much. Please don't ask me about that. So Science and Leclerc got knocked out in Q2. And we're moving on. Q3. Okay. Oh my gosh. So you were correct. So Russell got pole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it was Max.
Oh, so Q3 is what I watched?
You watched all of it. So these happen one after the other. So it's like the first five get out, then they go to the next one. Those five get out, and they go to the last one. And that last
This set... is when you asked who I thought was going to get out, and then I got it almost right.
Yes. Yeah, so every okay. time. Yeah. So, yes, you're tracking. Yeah. So, what's crazy about this, I'll tell you 1 through 10, okay? Mm-hmm. So, it was Russell, Verstappen, Norris. Do you need the first names?
No, I got it.
Okay, Piastri,
mm-hmm.
Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that one, because that one's interesting. And then we have Fernando Alonso.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yep.
Yuki Tsunoda.
Yuki.
Lance Stroll.
Oh.
And Alex Albon. So those are your top 10.
What's
interesting about this is that Russell and Verstappen set the same exact time down to the millisecond.
But one of them did it first.
One of them did it first, and that was George.
Are you proud of me for knowing?
I am very proud of you. They set a 1 minute, 12 second on the dot time. And that is crazy to me. That is so bonkers.
Is this the first time that's ever happened?
I don't know. Probably not. But the fact that it was George and, like, Mercedes who have been doing, like, all... That wasn't real. I wish it was. Who had been doing absolute crap the entire season so far. I say crap for Mercedes because they're Mercedes,
poopy.
You know?
Yeah.
Very bunch of poopy. But Hamilton being in the, this was, I believe this was the first time in his career that he was not in the top five at the Canadian Grand Prix. Mm. So that was pretty interesting. But the thing about Ricardo qualifying fifth was he, that was his best all season so far. He's not been doing very well. Like, I am a huge Daniel Ricciardo fan. I love him in his prime. And I have this quote here.
Uh-oh.
And so it's from...
Lay it on us. What did he say?
It is from... Which, this is like, if you know Formula One, like, you've probably heard this all weekend because it was all around Daniel Ricciardo. Because, like, he's done so well this last weekend and it was so interesting. So Jacques Villeneuve, who is a previous... driver.
Mm-hmm.
He felt the need to commentate. I think he was one of the people commentating during the race. I don't know. I was trying to ignore him.
So he's like a previous F1 driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he felt the need to add a little diss to Daniel Ricciardo. And I'm going to read
no.
it to you.
No.
Yeah, he had the freaking audacity.
Oh, no.
And he was getting roasted. Like, nobody appreciated this. So he said, I have no idea why Daniel Ricciardo is so protected, but he... has a huge aura around him. Good for him, but imagine if he could back that up with results. He said he's not lived up to the expectations, he's not consistent, and he knows he's not up to speed. He hasn't had results that have been good enough. It's that simple. There's nothing wrong with saying that. He said saying it might hurt, but you're... I forget what that says. But you're... something, something.
She can't read her own handwriting, folks.
I really can't. Anywho, pretty much like take it, move on, like truth hurts.
So he's just really coming after Ricardo.
Yeah. He essentially was like, the only reason he's still here is because of like the way he's portrayed. He was like, his personality is the only thing keeping him here.
Well, obviously not, because he just showed up and showed out, so you need to sit down.
Yeah, and so this is what Daniel said. So he said...
I hope he called him out.
Listen,
I hope he fought
listen,
back.
Girl,
like, come
listen.
On.
So it was interesting that Jack said that, yeah. And then Daniel Ricciardo went to qualify fifth. He said he had no results. Like, consistent? Maybe not. But, like...
Can he show up?
Was he was Jack... Michael Schumacher? Absolutely not.
I thought you were going to be like, and was he Mike Wazowski? I don't know.
And was he? You know what? He doesn't, he's not even Mike Wazowski level. Like,
he is boo.
No, real. She was irritating.
You know,
that's for a different day. So this is what Danny said back. He said, I still don't know what he said, but I heard he's been talking mess. But he always does. I won't give him the time of day, but all these people can suck it.
And you know what? He stands up for himself.
No real.
Like,
no real.
And don't take that crap. You don't deserve that, bud.
Listen, I will always stand by Daniel Ricciardo. Like, is he the greatest ever? No. But is he cool? Yeah. Also, people love him because he's so nice.
Do I know this man? No. But will I stand by him? Yes.
They call him the honey badger. You literally mentioned that the other day.
I did?
Yeah. Because he can be sweet, but also mean. You know, like when he needs to.
I don't think I mentioned that.
You actually did the other day, and I don't remember the context. You did it all on your own. I was really proud of you, but maybe I need to take that back.
I think I need to write these things down.
Yeah. So,
but that's so sad that they don't come after that man. He is too kind, okay? Let him be. He placed at fifth, but he placed.
And, yeah. So, jumping on to... the actual race.
Yeah.
So we're just going to really hit the high points.
Okay.
You know, a little.
Hit them fast and quick.
A little highlight
for
you.
Let us have it.
So it had started raining early on, and then it didn't. And then it rained again. And then it stopped again. So it was very much chaos and carnage from day
one. I remember seeing one of the F1 posts, and it was like bright sunny skies, and then you like swiped and it was rainy.
Yeah.
And it was like the same spot.
So it had been doing that. On and off. So it was raining like when they started the race.
Perfect.
So only one team. So there's five different tire compounds. We're going to make this really easy. So you have your full wets, like when it's like absolutely pouring rain. But they're still able to drive in it. They're going to go full wets.
So these are different tires they're putting on.
Yes.
Got it.
And then the next one kind of going from like left to right is going to be their inners. Which is like their intermediate. So when it's like rainy, but like not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then their next one is for more dry weather, and it's the soft compound. And then it's the medium and the hards.
Okay.
Okay, so going from like this way, other than like the wet compounds, soft, they make you go faster, but they degrade faster. The mediums are more balanced, and then the hards, they last longer, but you don't go as fast. Very
Got it.
basic. So there was only one team that started on full wets, and it was Haas. So our torpedo, Kevin Magnussen, who likes to just take people out. And then our king, Nico Hülkenberg.
I was like, Kevin.
Two Kevins. No. So they did very well at the beginning. So it started off, they were climbing up the grid. Like they were like, they were our mid-grid buddies, you know. They ended before like it all started going just absolutely terrible for them. They climbed all the way to like P4. Like they were kind of eating, because the track was very wet. And then it started to dry.
Oh
And then like
What happens if you drive a wet tire on a dry track?
you it's gonna like the tire degradation is gonna like be really odd, because those tires aren't meant for that kind of like heat. And then also like your speed is just gonna be like all wacky.
Interesting.
So it's not good.
Not good.
And also, like, the more you use a tire, the more it wears down, meaning everyone's going to be like passing you, especially when you're on the wrong compound. So, yeah.
Got
It's kind of like if you, like, kind of a weird analogy, if you put like diesel in your car, like, it's
it.
nothing's just
Got
going
it.
to
It's a no
go
go. Yeah.
right. Yeah, you don't do
Okay.
that. So, kind of going everywhere at the same time. So, George, because he was on pole, he led for like the next like 21 laps. This was, I believe, a 70 lap race, somewhere around there, 70, 72, something like that. And so, and Perez at like one of the first turns actually smacked into Gasly, sent him flying. They were both still in it though, but Gasly had damage, so that was great. Like there, I believe at the end there were five DNFs. Buckle up. Ferrari, piece of crap all weekend, all weekend long.
Charles, Sergio, where were you?
Sergio,
Charles, Carlos, where were you?
absolutely at the back of the pack. They both DNF'd.
Get your act together.
Dude, like it like saddens me. Like how he,
Sidetrack really quick. What is a TNF?
did not finish.
Got it.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. So, and if you remember the last race weekend, do
I
you know who
don't.
won?
Your mom, Charles
Charles Leclerc.
Leclerc.
Yes, and then he absolutely DNF'd and actually shunted it this time. It was awful.
Don't understand how he can't finish the race.
Dude, the car was just so bad. Like, and that's how you know
Oh,
it
so it was
wasn't.
like damaged.
I honestly, I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was just awful. It was
He was just
absolutely,
hanging out at
it
the
was
track.
terrible. So George is leading, and then he gets overtaken by Lando, and Lando leads for a few laps. And then he gets overtaken by Verstappen, because of a kind of a bad pit stop. I say bad pit stop, but it was just kind of slow, and he got overtaken. So that was kind of sad.
Gotta be quicker than that.
And I'm gonna be, for the people listening who are like, oh my gosh, this isn't in the right order, I'm kind of jumping everywhere,
She doesn't like going in order.
giving you the fun little
Yeah.
highlights. Yeah, Logan crashes.
Crash
Like,
and burn, son.
this was before. So Lando was leading, Logan crashes, causes a safety car. Now all the gaps that were there now smooshed because everyone's like following each other, right? So the lead that Lando had no longer there. That's why some safety cars can hurt the people in the lead, and they can help the people
What
behind.
is a safety card?
So when people crash, they so there's different flags that they wave. Like one yellow flag is like, be careful, whatever. If there's two, that means like it's probably gonna go. If they wait too long, then it goes to a red flag, and then they have to stop the race. But yellow flag means that like something is on the track that needs to be taken off, so you have to follow a safety car. So, sometimes they do like this is. Buckle up. They do safety cars, which is like a physical car, and then they do virtual safety cars. Do I understand virtual safety cars completely? No. Why they do them? I'm not sure.
So was this an actual safety car?
The virtual safety car, no. Are you asking about this one?
Yeah.
Yes, the actual safety car came out.
Oh.
Because Logan crashed and they have to, so under a safety car, you're not allowed to like overtake or stuff like that. So like, yeah. So it didn't help Lando at all. So but that was before he got overtaken. And but it didn't help. But this was crazy. So after he got overtaken pretty much after Logan crashed because the safety car was absolutely garbage. And so lap 30, this was crazy. And if you haven't seen it, I recommend going watching it for everyone. Alex Albon, who races for Williams,
Yeah.
had a class A overtake on two cars. Two car. Okay, so like car here, zoom, zoom. Into a turn, like it was a right-handed turn. He just absolutely zoomed away. Dude, it was so clean.
Okay.
It was so
So he
nice.
just popped off.
No, real.
All right.
And I don't think it's talked about enough. Like it was so,
Brooklyn fills for
mwah.
this. Oh,
It
she
was
loves it.
beautiful.
She said chef's kiss.
I and it was an Alpine and a V carb. Ka-ching.
Visa Cash App, ka-ching.
Ka-ching. That I believe it was Ricciardo and Gasly. I could be wrong. Maybe it was Ocon. Don't remember. And then so Lando took the lead back,
Lando.
but then lost it. Okay,
Oh.
actually, TBD.
TBD.
Yeah. So actually, this right here, before Lando just took the lead,
Yeah.
I have my notes all so skeety scattered.
Maybe one day we'll take a picture for notes and show you guys.
It's
It's
actually so crazy.
rough.
So it was after lap 30
After lap 30.
that's when Verstappen overtook Lando because of the bad pit stop. He overtook him later, but
Thanks, Verstappen.
yeah, you're really good.
Thank you.
But
Wow.
so when Lando had the pit stop, he came out. And so when you're in the pit lane, you're only allowed to do a certain speed. So had he been able to just like freaking fly out of there, he would have beat Max. But it goes into like when if you're in the car, it
Yeah.
goes into a right-handed turn coming out, and so
Crud.
Max is freaking flying down the straight, and so they come out very close, and Lando would have gotten in front of Max, but he like yoinked, so he kind of lost a little grip. Because mind you, the track is still drying,
Yeah.
so if you're not on the racing line that everyone's on, it's wet. So, but the racing line was pretty much like completely dry for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so,
For those of you out there, a question that we're very so curious about.
okay.
How hot does the track get? Because with the friction of the tires, it has to be so hot.
Oh, I don't know the exact temperature, but I had seen this one video, and I'm not exactly sure what kind of motorsport it was, but it was after some race. I don't know if it was like MotoGP, so like motorcycles or
Yeah.
like Formula One or whatever. But I saw these guys like stand on the track after a race, and their shoes were melting.
Yeah.
So,
I need somebody out there to go maybe look it up, maybe do the research, maybe take a thermometer to the track
I
and
know, very, very
let
warm.
us know.
Well, hot enough, especially for like a tire. They like it like melts.
You know what we should do? We should go to a race one time and
Okay.
after
That's
see
a
if they'll let us go to the track and we should see if we can boil an egg.
So after you so like you people like flood the track.
We should go
I would
boil an egg.
boil an egg. Like, sorry guys, we're actually not here for the we're here for an experiment.
We want to make scrambled
Yeah, we would just like to make eggs on the
Can we make
track.
you guys some
Do
cookies?
you
Do you want
mind?
us to bake them for
Do you
you?
mind? We'll make it for the winter. Yeah. Do you want some?
Anywho, continue.
Good idea. I like the way you think.
Thanks.
Anywho, but that kind of racing, like this entire like weekend was great for like people who love close like wheel-to-wheel racing. It was
Okay, so nail biters. They like it.
yes, like this entire
Got it.
time. Like people were like getting out, cars were like retiring, like
Not a race for
left and right.
me. I would have been a sweaty gal
It
if I
was
understood it.
and what there were listen I
Oh, she's crossing her
the
legs.
whole weekend Mercedes had been doing fairly well. Like Lewis was actually doing very well, for being a seven-time world champion and
Oh,
being in a
okay.
trash bin car. He was doing very well.
Peek-a-boo.
And yeah, and George from going from being on pole to absolutely making too many mistakes and lockups, like it was very hard to see.
Yeah.
And it just
It was really unexpected.
it was heartbreaking, honestly. He's had one win before. in his career. And so the fact that, like, he was able to take this, like, absolute dustbin and, like, put it on pole and to, like, fight for, like, at least the win or at least a podium was beautiful to see, except he kept making literally so many mistakes, and it was very sad. But here's some of the carnage for you. So,
define carnage.
Absolute chaos.
Got it.
Crashes, you know.
Go for
so
it.
Charles already out. I believe Logan at this point was already out as well.
Bye-bye, Charles.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Logan.
So Checo had been driving with a broken wing because he slid on a wet part of the track and went flying.
Oh.
And so his rear wing was, like, damaged, but he still drove all the way to the pit lane with it damaged.
He said
that
her.
Is not allowed.
Oh, he said that's actually in the not illegal.
That's not allowed. Which, but praise God that he did, because then it didn't bring out a safety car. Had he stopped, it would have brought out probably another safety car, and it would have been just absolute terrible.
So does he get, like, points deducted for doing that?
So actually, after the race, he was handed a 3-grid place penalty for the next weekend.
Ooh.
So wherever he qualifies, say he qualifies like P9, like he finishes like P9 in like Q3.
Yeah.
After that, he'll be handed the penalty. So maybe he did qualify Q3, but they have to add that on afterwards. So he'll start, was that P12, something like that? P11?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dang.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. So, because he was driving technically in unsafe condition, so that's why. But I was, you know, he took one for the team, really.
Okay.
Praise God.
You know.
You
win some, you lose some.
And then Carlos loses grip and takes out himself and Albon. And then, so there's two more people gone. And then there was really pretty much the only people in the actual battle for, like, podium, you know, the race win was Max, Lando, George, Oscar, and Lewis a little bit. Oscar and Lewis and George were kind of fighting each other a lot, but so it was... But George sometimes would jump up to the top and, like, fight Lando, less Max, because he was already in the lead. And then Yuki spun out. And
Yuki, no, yeah, bud.
He really did be doing that. And then I believe it was Nico Hülkenberg who almost, like, hit him. Because, like, he flew in, like, in the middle of the track. And, like, I'm not kidding you. When you see, like, the results of, like, the way that, like, Formula One drivers, like, train.
Yeah.
Their reflexes are crazy. Like, I'm talking they were probably inches from each other.
Yeah.
And he, like, swerved out of the way just in time. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely crazy to me. And then Max ended up winning.
Max Verstappen.
Yeah, George was, like, seeing his face after was actually devastating. Oh. It was really sad. But he did make a lot of mistakes that, like, he would just, like, lose grip, or he would just, like,
and understeer. And he was so excited for that one.
Dude, he could have done it too, and that's the thing. Mm. Lando could have too, but the safety car just was not in his favor. So, which...
That's really sad.
Even Lando said it, like, it's just racing, but... For George, it was more than that. It was honestly a lot of his mistakes, but it led for a good race, and that was nice to see. But it was kind of crazy. But like for another, just like a little, like Daniel Ricciardo ended. So he qualified P5, and he ended P8, which was kind of cool. So it was Verstappen, Norris, Russell, Hamilton, Piastri, Alonso, Stroll, Ricardo, Gasly, Ocon for your top 10.
Way to go, Ricardo.
And no, yeah. Because after everything that Jack said about him, I was like, and you better work.
You better show up and show out.
And you better drive, gang.
Better work.
And you better work. So after this race, I believe Lando is the last man standing of being the only driver so far to score points in every Grand Prix.
Wow.
I believe that is correct. So
fact checker.
That's pretty crazy.
Fact checker.
That's pretty crazy.
Anyways.
And I just have two more little tidbits about the world of motorsport.
Oh, sprinkle it out.
So Yuvi Noah and Kimi Antonelli. Yeah?
Yeah. I've heard that name.
He is a Formula 2 driver who is 17 years old.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing. So Mercedes and Williams, because they're kind of connected, put in a request to give him his super license early, because you technically have to be 18 to drive in Formula 1. The only exception to this was Max Verstappen. Uh-oh. Like earlier.
So they're gonna pull him out to Formula One.
Maybe it wasn't the only, but Max is the youngest person ever to win a Formula One race, I believe. I think he was 18, but he drove when he was 17.
Wow.
And then after that, they changed it because it was too dangerous. So, but except for Kimi Antonelli, because Mercedes is getting rid of Lewis Hamilton next year. So they want Kimi Antonelli. Like Toto Wolff has already been like, I want him. He was like, I
So
want a young
is
man.
Lewis Hamilton, is he done F1? Like he's going
He's going to
bye-bye?
Ferrari.
Okay.
Yep. Do you remember? You remembering a little bit? Carlos Sainz is losing his seat.
No, I don't remember any of
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. So
So is
Mackenzie,
Carlos leaving F1?
well, hopefully not.
Okay.
Hopefully he will find his seat somewhere, which is presumably Williams.
So Charles Leclerc and Lewis Hamilton will be on the team together.
They will be on a
That's
team
so
together.
interesting to
It will be very interesting.
me.
I mean, I'm kind of scared about it. Anywho,
Do I know anything about them? No, but I'm just interested.
You know what? That's all I can ask from you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So Kimi Antonelli is 17, and I believe his birthday is in August.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But they are trying to give it to him before that. So he's done.
When does the F1 season start?
In the spring. So like
So he'll
end.
be 18 by the time the season starts.
Yes, but they're trying to allow him to.
Be
So
signed like on.
yeah, well, yes and no. So they're trying to give him time in a real race weekend before that. So he's raced in like younger categories. So he skipped Formula 3 altogether.
Okay. Overachiever.
And that's the thing. So they stuck him in Formula 2. And he's been doing okay. He's yet to win a race. He's
Oh, so why did they want him?
because he's shown to be really, really good. So he is kind of like skipping a grade because you're that good.
Yeah.
So and he's done very well. And his teammate is Ollie Bearman, who took over for Carlos, if you remember when Carlos couldn't race. Anywho, it's fine. And so his teammate in Formula 2 has already raced in Formula 1. He's a reserve driver for Ferrari. And Kimi, they're trying, I
What a fun
believe.
name. Kimi.
Well,
Sorry.
his is his middle name.
Okay. Sorry.
His first name is Andrea. So the FIA, do you know who the FIA is?
Fia.
Yeah, do you know who they are?
No.
Okay. So they're kind of like the refs, but they're like the highest people. They hand out penalties, they
The
say yes and no to
instructions.
things, like they're the big dogs.
The
So
determiners.
they tweeted this, allow Kimi to receive a valid driving license early. So it says at the sole discretion of the FIA, a driver to have recently and consistently demonstrated outstanding ability and maturity in single-seater formula car competition may be granted a super license at the age of 17. So it has not been confirmed that they're going to allow it, because what they're trying, I believe what they're trying to do is to give Kimi, so you can't even like, so what they do sometimes for like reserve drivers, who aren't like, the actual, drivers, they will give them some of the free practices throughout the season, and they will drive in place of the actual drivers, so they can get Formula One time and like creds,
Interesting.
to see so like other teams and the team that they're reserved for, can see how they drive,
Yeah.
in like an actual car, an actual like race weekend. So Kimi can't even do that because he's not old enough.
Yeah.
So they're trying to do that, but I've also read that like they could replace Hamilton at any point, if Kimi is allowed to drive,
Do
which is
they just want
crazy.
Lewis Hamilton out?
Kind of.
Oh.
Which, like, yes and no. Like, it's been like Toto has said, who's like the team principal of Mercedes, he's said that like he's ready to start focusing on Kimi. Like he when a team already knows that you're leaving in Formula One, they kind of like shun you a little bit. And they're like, we don't want to tell you
So
any of
it's
our
not that they were
secrets.
trying to get rid of Lewis. Lewis found a seat elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
So like the last 3 years has been just they've not like downhill for Mercedes, and their like production of their Formula One cars, like it's not been great. And like since Kimi has like been in the picture, like Toto has been like, Kimi. Like it's like the golden boy. Like he just like, ah, and I'm like, what if
Interesting.
you have a 7-time world champion right there? That's awesome. Love that for you.
It's giving
And
Abby Lee Miller.
no, yeah, and so like Lewis was gonna sick of it, so he was like, I'm getting elsewhere.
Well,
Honestly, I would say Lewis is more Abby Miller. Abby Lee Miller.
okay, I don't think you're getting the mental picture, but
Maybe I'm
okay.
not. I was
Interesting.
going for more personality.
I was not. I
That's
was
great.
going for more situational.
I don't, yeah, no.
Okay,
Right
anyways,
over my head.
we'll draw that out later.
So, and then Le Mans, which is like the 24-hour race. That's actually not Formula One, but some Formula One drivers race in it. So if you're a motorsport fan, that did finish today, which was interesting. The people I was going for had to retire with 4 hours to go. Very sad. Anywho, go racing. Mackenzie, the amount of times you guys hear like dink is because we're smacking the mic on our teeth.
On our teeth.
I tried to beatbox earlier and give Mackenzie like a beat so she could freestyle and she wouldn't go for it.
Did not go for it.
Maybe we'll
Anyways.
drop a mixtape.
Oh, probably not. Finishing off the episode, something did just pop in my head and
Cool.
we have to discuss. So, Joe Pavelski, you know how rumors have circled that he's retiring. He made a post on Instagram. I don't
I
know
have
if you
not seen
saw it.
this.
He was like, how can I put this last year into 10 pictures? And he was
So
like, I
he is.
can't. It seems as if that was his goodbye to the stars.
Are you like, are you, this is, are you gonna cry? Are you tearing up?
Emotional, and you know that. If there was somebody to cry, it would probably be me first, but we're not criers, and you know
Yeah,
that.
real.
Anyways, but I haven't seen the stars say anything about it, but
So he wasn't like, I'm leaving.
he didn't say it out loud, but I'm putting two and two together, and I'm thinking that that was his goodbye.
That's what a way to go. Were you kidding?
Yeah,
Tug on the
and the
heartstrings.
pictures were so cutie. He picked some good ones, it was so good. Mesa Marchmont was in it, and I do say, do stand by my Mesa Marchmont.
Mag do be loving Mesa
All right.
Marchmont.
But what a way to go, you know?
Yeah.
And
Like,
he's iconic.
I'm just really sad. He never won a Stanley Cup.
I know.
So he's like finished with the NHL period. Like he's done.
I think so, but I do stand by thinking that he could one day become an NHL commentator.
I
And
would
I
love that.
hope and I pray that that happens.
Because there are
So,
some that we don't love.
yeah. There's some that we think look like other people, and there are some we have some opinions of. But I hope and pray that one day he becomes an NHL commentator, and I hope one day he gets to comment on the Stars and be like, and I played for them, and I
Oh,
might cry for that moment.
that would be
That'd be
beautiful.
so cute. But I think it is. I think it's time to
So,
say goodbye
shout
to
out
him.
and so much thanks to Joe Pavelski.
Pavelski,
Oh,
you've done good, son.
P man. You know.
Good Velski.
Good Velsky. Does he have a nickname?
Sounds like Velcro.
Go Joe Vel
Did
Joe.
you see that Instagram post I sent you of Mason Marchmont? He was like, if we didn't have Dodonov, we would have called him Daddy.
No. They wait, what? They do call him that.
No, if they didn't have Dodonov, the player, they would call Joe Pavelski Daddy.
Oh.
But that nickname is already taken
I
because they
see
call
what you mean.
Dodonov
I see
Daddy.
what you mean.
Yes.
I'm tracking.
And so I want his nickname to be Joe Daddy Pavelski.
Joe Daddy Pavelski.
So go ahead and head to the Instagram and let us know how you feel on that.
Hashtag Joe Daddy Pavelski. Thank you so much.
But if you are a Stars player, a Stars fan, a Stars family member, whoever you are, and you know that Joe Pavelski has a nickname, please let us know.
I would like to know.
We would like to honor it.
There's a bunch of
It makes it sound like he's dying.
we should talk
We would like
about
to honor him. R.I.P. Pavelski on the
we should like rank like the coolest like sports nicknames. There's some pretty cool Formula One
Maybe we
nicknames.
could bring a guest on to help us rank them.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Are we hinting towards a future episode?
Hint,
I don't
hint.
know.
Ooh.
We'll see.
We'll see. Speaking of daddy, it is Father's
Happy
Day.
Father's
To
Day.
all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day. It is Sunday
Happy
that we're
Father's
recording,
Day.
so happy Father's Day. It's after Father's Day when you guys are hearing this, but it
Yeah.
is Father's Day right now. So if you are a
So,
dad out there,
Happy Father's Day.
if you know a dad out there,
Tell them Happy Father's Day. 2 days late.
you know, and that's okay.
That's
It's a thought that counts.
fine. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We will catch you next week. Don't forget to go to the Instagram to be updated on all the sports events because we update them during the games and after the games.
The Instagram is at the Jokes on Us Pod.
Yes. And head over to TikTok as well and follow us over there, which is the same, I believe.
Yes, because we're
Cool.
silly goofy on our TikTok.
Yes, we're feeling goofy. Yeah.
Well,
But thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you later.
bye.
Bye.